Well, good morning.
Good morning.
We want to welcome all of you. We're so glad that you're with us here on this 25th Sunday after Pentecost and that you've taken time out of everything that's going on to be with us today and worship. And we know that the scripture reminds us to enter into God's house with thanksgiving and come into God's courts with praise today. And we've been trying through this month, and we plan on it through the entire month of November to sing one of our Thanksgiving hymns, whichever it may be. And today we're singing three different ones. And yes, and we also want to welcome those that may be listening online later on in this week. And we're going to continue our series. In fact, this is the last message in this series on living in the goodness of God. And we're going to be talking a little bit later on about that and about justice and what that involves and what that means. And so let's begin our service this morning by standing and joining together and singing our Gloria Patria.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen.
Well, let's join together this morning for our call to worship. Come, let us receive our rest this day.
Lord, free us from our stresses.
Come, put our minds at ease.
Lord, ease our burdens and frustrations.
Come, experience God's peace in this place.
Thanks be to God who offers us sanctuary.
Well, let's join together there and sing this morning that hymn number 81. We gather together, a favorite during Thanksgiving time, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint this morning there. We're going to be singing three verses this morning.
Gather
He chastens and hastens His will to make known. The wicked oppressing now cease from distressing. Sing praises to His name. He forgets not His own. Beside us to guide us, our God with us joining, ordaining, maintaining His kingdom divine. So from the beginning, the fight we were winning, Thou, Lord, was at our side. All glory be Thine. We all do extol Thee, Thou leader triumphant, and pray that Thou still our defender will be. Let Thy congregation escape tribulation. Thy name be ever praised, O Lord, make us free. Well, let's join together there for our prayer this morning. Lord, we have come to You this day, bringing all that we are and have. Open our lives to the wondrous possibilities for service and joy that You offer to us. Ease our minds and spirits that we may hear Your words of encouragement and peace this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And you may be seated, and we're going to turn to our next hymn there. It's really a chorus, and it's on page 86, or you can follow along. We're going to be singing verse 1, 2, and 4 this morning.
Jesus, we just want to thank You. Jesus, we just want to thank You. Jesus, we just want to thank You. Thank You for being so good. Jesus, we just want to praise You. Jesus, we just want to praise You. Jesus, we just want to praise You. Praise You for being so good. Savior, we just want to serve You. Savior, we just want to serve You. Savior, we just want to serve You. Serve You for being so good.
Well, I'm going to invite our kids. I think we just got one today. Oh, we got another one? Oh, yes, I didn't see them. Okay, yep, we got more. Come on.
Come on.
Everybody coming? Come on, Caroline. Come on. I want to see you today. Anybody ever made you sad before? Nobody? Nobody's ever made you sad. Not even at school? Boy, you are a fortunate young girl there, I can tell you that. Yeah, because sometimes people can make us feel sad sometimes, can't they? What do you think are some ways somebody might make us feel sad? What do you think? But maybe be mean to you? Maybe
he say something mean about you to other girls at school? I don't know. Yeah. I know people made me feel sad before. And I'll be honest, even my mom and dad made me sad a few times. That was way back a long time. But you know what? And sometimes we get our feelings hurt, or somebody does something to us, and we're just not sure how to deal with it. Sometimes it makes us feel sad. Sometimes it makes us feel mad. Have you ever felt mad? I know you're going to answer no, aren't you? Darlene, say no. Yeah, that's it. She is. Yeah. I've been mad before. I've been sad. I've been angry. I've been frustrated. All of those feelings sometimes we feel. And sometimes when that happens, we're not sure what to do in that situation. And maybe we might feel like, well, I'm going to get her or I'm going to get him for making me feel sad or angry or whatever it might be. But Jesus teaches us a different way. He teaches us to trust God and let God take care of it. And we continue to do the right thing with regard to people that maybe hurt us or do something like that. And that's because we are called to walk in the way of Jesus. And he teaches us to do that because that's what he did. And so remember, the next time someone makes you feel sad or angry or mad, just remember what Jesus told us to do, is we're called to love one another and to show kindness no matter what. All right? Okay, you can go on downstairs this morning.
And we're going to go to our time of prayer this morning. And maybe you have a joy or concern here. Just a quick note. I've been getting some thank yous from some of our college, well, at least my daughters. And then there's another one here for Serena going to Evelyn's granddaughter that goes to Cedarville. She said, thank you so much for the sweet gift. She said, college has been kind of chaotic. And she said, basically, she was saying it was a pleasant surprise, and getting that, and knowing that that she is loved. And so, I just wanted to share that with you. And I know my daughter shared the same thing. I already said something about that. I think it was last week or the week before, how much that was a pleasant surprise when they came home and saw that box sitting out in front of their door. And what a blessing. So as we go to prayer, I know you're just waiting to tell me something this morning. So we're going to go to our time of prayer. And if you have a joy or concern that you would like to share, we're going to let you do that this morning. So somebody this morning. Yes.
I have an unspoken.
Okay. And we know God knows what that is. And as different ones have been requesting that lately, and I saw a couple other hands. Yep, go ahead.
Bobby had a very good report when we went that Friday to Iowa State, and we want to thank you for it.
Well, thank God for that. I was wondering what has happened on all that, and I'll talk to you later, but yes, thank you so much for that, and we thank God for that. Yes.
My son and his son has got the virus, the 19.
And can you give me a couple first names?
Tim and Dan.
Okay, Tim and Dan.
Home, but
yeah, yes, Tim and Dan battling COVID. And I have some other names here I'll be sharing in a minute about that.
Jeff Barnes was put in the hospital yesterday with COVID.
Yeah, that was one. The whole Barnes family has it, but Jack ended up getting put in. And yeah, I can't imagine how that's... Jody talked to Ellen. They were texting back and forth. She said it was a killer for her and Jack. But she said the kids seemed to be doing very well with it. So, and then after Jody had talked to her, then we found out that Jack was put in the hospital because his oxygen count kept dropping below 90. And, you know, they like that up about 95 or above usually. So, and so we need to keep Jack and Ellen and the kids in our prayers. It was funny because when I first heard that they had it, a couple days later, I kept asking Chase or Jody, did you hear anything at school? Is there anything, you know, any feedback, you know, because I was concerned because they just kept coming to my mind. So definitely want to, and others too. And there's a couple others I'll share here in a minute. Somebody else. Yeah. Okay. Unspoken need there. Someone else. Oh, we'll start here. Go ahead. Yep. Yes, and sometimes those recoveries can be very painful with what she had done.
A lot of pain.
Yes, yep. And I know everybody I've talked to said that you better already be on your pain meds when that pain ball wears off or you'll be, yes, in a lot of pain. So we want to remember Sarah. She's a junior at Miami East High School, hurt her knee at soccer. And yes, she had to have pretty extensive reconstruction on that. So, yeah. Okay, I saw several other hands right back here. Go ahead.
My neighbor, Mary, Ray Beavers, was taken to the hospital by the squad, and we just heard this morning that he's down in Dayton, and they're doing spinal surgery as we speak.
So, oh, wow. What was the first name again?
Glenn.
Thank you. Okay, so we want to keep Glenn in our prayers then. Someone else.
My father-in-law was taken in Tuesday to have some more toes removed, but he's not, his mind, his heart is acting up now. And so.
First name?
Richard.
Thank you.
Whichever.
Yep, thank you. Even though sometimes I've heard those names multiple times, I still forget. Okay, we had a couple others. Yeah.
My cousin Chris Hughes in Miami Valley, he has a problem with both legs, but one leg really swelled up and he is in a lot of pain. They're getting him a hospital bed and some other things for home. Hopefully he might get to come home Monday, but they're not sure.
Do they know what it is? Is it blood clots or just water? Water, retaining
some
water?
Some kind of disease, I can't tell you what it
is. Okay, thank you. So we want to remember Chris in our prayers this morning that God would touch him. I think there was at least another one, yeah. Yep.
Linda and I have a friend, Emily Fieser. She's going in for surgery on Monday. And we have a classmate whose grandson got shot in their basement with some kids messing around, and she is just in pain.
Do you know the name?
No.
Yeah,
okay.
I have an update on that. His name is Alex.
Oh, Alex, okay.
And he has had 6 major surgeries, and they are reattaching and doing reconstruction now instead of removing parts because he lost a kidney and parts of his small intestine, I know.
Wow.
Right now he has a little high fever, but it's mostly positive. But that happened a week ago, Friday.
Oh, my gosh. So we want to pray for Alex.
And for Nancy.
Right.
And what?
Nancy is his grandmother, and she's okay. A classmate.
Okay, someone else, yes.
I heard through the grapevine, so I'm not real sure, but I have heard Justin Rose is in the hospital with COVID, but he's home now.
Yes, that is true. Jody told me that, yes, so yes, because he was out at school. But I don't know, the last she had heard, he was in the hospital, but so thankfully, hopefully he is home. Yeah, but we want to, yes, thank you for mentioning that. I would have forgotten that. Jody would have reminded me, but yeah, we want to remember Justin who's battling that. There was another one, John Jacomet, that has COVID, very serious, says on here, almost died. So somebody turned that in, and so we want to remember that one. Yeah.
And Jack Barnes also.
We got that one already, yeah. Yeah.
Jamie was showing at the international show in Louisville, and she ended up getting 8th place out of 30, Rob said, for her age, which is pretty good.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I saw some of those pictures on Facebook.
Yeah, she actually doesn't get to show the sheep till today, so
yes.
I don't know how she's doing with that.
Yeah, that's, I love being able to see that, and I know some other kids from Miami East that were down there, so also. Any other? Oh my gosh. Go ahead.
I have a praise. I thank God for saving me. It's been a year since I got COVID, and I went through a really rough year. I thank everyone for all their blessings and prayers for me.
Yeah.
And still, they're praying for me. And I just thank God that I'm here.
Amen. Yes, and she was battling that too, where her oxygen would keep dropping afterwards, and yeah. So, and then I saw, yeah, go ahead.
My brother Don goes for some testing on his legs, on his veins, on Thursday.
What's the name there?
Don Hainer.
Don, oh, Don, okay. I don't know why I thought you said Don's son, and then it made me think, okay, yeah. So we want to keep Don in our prayers. I saw another hand, yeah. Thank you for sharing that. That, yes. Yeah. Every once in a while, it's the strangest thing. Every once in a while, I'll think about that. And that was a blessing because there was no COVID thing around. So I got to be over there and see him over at OSU and so forth. Yeah. And thank you for sharing that. Thank God for that. Anybody else? We got... Yeah, yes, and she's still on our monthly prayer, yes, so, and then I saw another hand, go ahead. Okay, yes, and we definitely know that God hears our unspoken needs, and just a few others that were given to me that I want to make sure I get. We want to continue praying for Debbie Reed as she's recovering from COVID. Richard Walker, who got to see a specialist this week, and the MRI showed that he's got a major pinched nerve in his neck, which I think is affecting his hands. And my first question is that, I said, is that affecting your weakness in your legs? And he says they believe so. So he is going to be, and I don't know if it's all come about yet or not, it may be this week, gonna have to have surgery. And they're looking into a surgeon. He asked me who operated on my back, and I gave him the name. And hopefully, if they do that, that will give him his full strength back in his arms and legs and everything. So want to keep Richard in our prayers. Also, Bill Wilkins is going to be needing more surgery. I don't know any of the details of that yet. But somebody, Sue had left that, or whoever was talking to Sue. And yeah, and let me just say something. I appreciate them doing that. You know, that's a blessing for me anyways, to keep me updated on some of those things when I don't always know about them. And yes, not everybody tells the pastor everything. So is there anybody else then? Lots of names to pray for. Appreciate your prayers for Jody's dad. Let me give you a little update. Last week we were talking about the good news. That is true. The spots that he had either are shrinking or gone or not expanding or growing, which is very good news. But after 30 days of rehab, and I had taken him to two appointments in the last week, he was doing so much better. The next day after he got home, he went to do something he should not have been doing. He fell and hit his head again. And it's, yeah. So I'm concerned. I'm concerned. So, yeah. So we appreciate your prayers for Bruce. They're getting 24-hour care. I don't know how long this is going to last. I don't envision it lasting long. The kids are trying to do it on the weekends. It's just, I think they realize how hard that is. And Jody went to relieve her sister this morning. And so I appreciate your prayers very much so for that. What we thought was going to be a joyous occasion ended up turning around that quick. And so appreciate your prayers for Bruce. So as she plays this morning, lots of things to pray for, lots of people that need our prayers and strength today. So, yeah. Lord, there are so many today that have been mentioned that are in need of your grace and your strength and your help. Lord, we know and we're often reminded about how weak we can be at times when certain things happen, and how we need your strength and your grace, and we need the help of medicine and doctors and nurses and surgeons. And we're so thankful for all of those things. But we're also very thankful that you can make a way sometimes where there seems to be no way. And we're thinking about all the ones that have been mentioned, so many today that are struggling. Thank you for watching over Emma through her treatments with this leukemia. And we just ask your continued healing touch and strength and grace there. We pray for Don, who's going to be getting testing done for his legs, God. We just pray for your healing touch and your grace, and trusting you for a good report today. We think about the various ones that have been mentioned. Justin this morning, the Barnes family, especially Jack this morning that's in the hospital. We think of Tim and Dan and John and Debbie, as all of these are either recovering or battling with COVID right now. We just ask for your healing touch for each of them, your healing grace. Thank you for the doctors and nurses that are there working to help and make a difference. We lift up Alex to you with this shot or this gun accident, Lord, and the destruction that it did in his body. We just pray and thank you for the doctors that have been working to try to reconstruct and fix all of that. And we just ask for your continued healing touch and strength there. And for Grandma Nancy that needs peace and strength today for that. We lift up Emily that's going in for surgery, Lord, that you would be with her and that you would guide. We lift up Chris, Lord, that is having this leg swelling and whatever's going on. And God, we just ask for your healing touch there. Lord, we're thankful today that Richard has a better understanding, Richard Walker, about what's going on. We just pray that you will guide and direct and lead there, that they'll be able to do that surgery and take care of what needs to be done there. And we're continuing to ask for your strength and healing touch. We lift up Bill to you, Lord, that is going to need surgery. Lord. We don't know all the details, but we know you know, Lord. And we just ask that you would touch. We lift up Sarah, Lord, that's recovering from this surgery, Lord. We just ask that your hand of strength and grace will be with her. And we lift up Glenn, Lord, that's going to need this spinal surgery, Lord. We just pray that you will guide and direct and lead there. And we pray for the other Richard that was mentioned, Lord, that with her with surgery and having heart issues, God, we just ask for your healing touch and grace there today that you administer as only you can do. And Lord, we lift up Bruce today, God, asking for your healing touch and strength for him today. We lift up Betty Kirk, Lord, that your continued healing touch and strength for her, Lord. And we lift up Betty Bear, God, your continued healing touch and strength for her. And Lord, we also lift up these four unspoken ones that were mentioned there. Lord, we just ask that you would work in those situations as only you can do. You are the one that can make a way where there seems to be no way. And we thank you for that as we commit those into your hands. We lift up Smoke, Lord, that's going to be needing surgery here soon. And we just pray that you will guide and direct everything that happens there and that they'll be able to correct and mend with that procedure they're going to do. And we thank you for that. And Lord, we just continue to lift up our own community of faith. Some that may be battling various things at this time or facing situations and circumstances. We just ask for your grace and your peace and your strength today. And Lord, we continue to ask your blessing upon the rest of our service. As we break the bread of your word, may you just speak to our hearts, encourage us and strengthen us that we might be the people that you've called us to be. As we ask all of these things in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Well, thank you so much for joining with us in prayer. I know it makes a big difference, and I've seen it happen on various occasions. So this morning, we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. And so as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. Thank you. Well, let's join together there for our prayer of dedication. O Lord, take this, the gift of our hands, bless and multiply them for the sake of your kingdom work. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Our scripture reading is coming from several passages that we're going to look at here. First of all, in Matthew chapter 5, we're going to be reading two verses, verse 16 and verse 20. And then Galatians chapter 2, we're going to be reading 11 through 14. And then James chapter 2, we're going to be looking at verses 1 through 6 and then verse 8 this morning. So let's look at Matthew chapter 5. Don't suppose I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I didn't come to destroy them, but to fulfill them. Yes, let me tell you, unless your covenant behavior is far superior to that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never get into the kingdom of heaven. Galatians chapter 2. But when Peter came to Antioch, I had to oppose him to his face. For what he did was very wrong. When he first arrived, he ate with the Gentile Christians who were not circumcised. But afterwards, when some friends of James came along, Peter wouldn't eat with the Gentiles anymore. He was afraid of the criticism of these people who insisted on the necessity of circumcision. As a result, other Jewish Christians followed Peter's hypocrisy. And even Barnabas was led astray by their hypocrisy. When I saw that they were not following the truth of the gospel message, I said to Peter in front of all the others, since you are a Jew by birth, have discarded the Jewish laws and the living like a Gentile, why are you now trying to make these Gentiles follow the Jewish traditions? And then from James chapter 2, my dear brothers and sisters, how can you claim to have faith in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ if you favor some people over others? For example, suppose someone comes into your meeting dressed in fancy clothes and expensive jewelry, and another comes in who is poor and dressed in dirty clothes. If you give special attention and give a good seat to the rich person, but you say to the poor, you cannot stand over there or else sit on the floor. Well, doesn't this discrimination show that your judgments are guided by evil motives? Listen to me, dear brothers and sisters. Hasn't God chosen the poor in this world to be rich in faith? Aren't they the ones who will inherit the kingdom he promised to those who love him? Yes, indeed, it is good when you obey the royal law as found in the scriptures. Love your neighbor as yourself. That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts will be pleasing in God's sight this morning. Our rock and our redeemer. Amen and amen. Well, a gentleman died and went to heaven. And when he came to the pearly gates of heaven, Peter was there. And Peter greeted him and said, I'm going to let you in, but you got to spell one word correctly. And the gentleman said, what word? Any word? Peter said, any word you want. And he said, L-O-V-E, love. And Peter says, great, come on in. Well, a little bit later on, a lady arrives at the pearly gates, and she is there. And Peter says, you got to spell a word, and I'll let you in. And so she said, joy, J-O-Y. And Peter's like, okay, come on in. Well, before she left, Peter said, hey, wait a minute, lady. I want you to stay here for a minute and just kind of watch. I got something I got to do, and I'll be back in a second. Well, the next thing you know, a guy arrives, and it's that lady's ex-husband. And she was shocked to see him at the pearly gates. And he said, I've come and I can't believe I made it, but I'm ready to enter in. And she goes, wait a minute, you got to do one thing for me. You got to spell a word correctly. And he said, well, what's that word? And she smiled and she said, Czechoslovakia. It's been a while. I shared that once before, but yeah. And I shared that one with you because I think it goes along a little bit with what I'm going to talk about today. As we look at our last message in Living in the Goodness of God, I've entitled this, it involves standing for justice. Now, we're going to talk about this in a variety of ways here, but let me begin by asking a few questions. Have you ever experienced an injustice? Or maybe you know of someone who has experienced an injustice. Something that either devastated them, hurt them, destroyed them, whatever it may be, and it really turned out in the end to be an injustice. Sometimes that is hard for us to deal with, especially if we see that happen to our own children or grandchildren. You know, when someone treats them in a wrong way. And in our readings today, Jesus, Paul, and James address the issue of justice in various ways, but it all comes down to doing the right thing. And it's really a matter for all of us, because sometimes we either have to stand up for justice, the right thing, or we have to speak out for the right thing, or speak out against the wrong thing, injustice. Because if we don't, sometimes that injustice can spread and end up affecting others or even our own selves. Now, one of the things that I think we need to see and why this is addressed here in a variety of ways is because if we are going to be a people that live and grow and walk in the goodness of God, then our lives will be characterized by justice. So as we look at this morning, I want to come at it from two different angles, and I'm going to bring all these passages together because justice, whether people know it or not, is a big, big thing in Scripture. But we have a certain way of thinking about it, and I'm going to correct that this morning. So let's look at it here. First of all, let's look at it, justice as covenant behavior. Covenant behavior. So let's talk a little bit about the way we usually think of justice a little bit here. So often, justice is understood as making people pay for what they did wrong. You know, we think of the old sheriff of the Wild Wild West times, you know, that officer of, sometimes called the officer of peace, but a lot of times it was an officer of justice that would go out and make things right. This understanding draws from that idea of let's bring these criminals or people to justice, you know, kind of a mentality. And just for a minute, thinking about the Wild Wild West days, how did that usually happen? Well, sometimes they let the local sheriff take care of it, but what did they do more often? They went out and took care of it. They got their rifles, they got their horses, and they went out and took care of it. And I know sometimes we can be tempted to take matters into our own hands because somebody's hurt us and we want to make them hurt. And it's a natural thing that I think happens to all of us. In fact, this was so common in ancient days that when God gave Moses the covenant. Sometimes we think of the Ten Commandments, sometimes we think of the other instructions, that God put stipulations in there that kept people from taking matters into their own hands, which was a common way that things got solved. And so Jesus and Paul and James in our readings today are teaching us something different. Here's what they're trying to teach us, and we're going to look at this in a little bit more detail. They want us to avoid an understanding of justice that leaves no room for mercy, fairness, forgiveness, and grace. Why is that? Because the justice revealed in Jesus Christ is doing the right thing regarding God and others. Justice is a covenant word. Sometimes it can be translated righteousness. Sometimes it can be translated covenant loyalty or covenant behavior, like I talked about, depending on which translation you... And basically, here's the thing. So the other view that I just said something about is what we think of as justice, as in the justice system, law and order and police and all of that. But in Scripture, justice has to do with right relationships with others, right relationship with God, and right relationship with other people. One time I was riding in the combine. I kind of wished he was here today, but I was riding in the combine with JJ. And we were talking about someone he knew. He was kind of bouncing this off to me, Someone he knew that he knew was not treated rightly, was not treated fairly. And I'll never forget, as we were talking about that and discussing it, he ended by saying this: they didn't do right by that person. And that stuck in me, and I thought, there it is, right there. That's an old Southern statement. They didn't do right by that person. They didn't treat that person fairly. And the behavior thing, or the right thing that is going to exceed, as Jesus said, the righteousness or the behavior of the scribes and Pharisees, it's found in the summary that James gave us, in not only loving God, but loving our neighbors as ourselves. It's doing the right thing by God and others. And here's what's interesting about this. Think about this for a minute. There is no law in our legal system that demands love, but Jesus does. There is no law in our system that demands empathy and compassion, but Jesus does. There is no law that demands grace and forgiveness for people, but Jesus does. What am I saying? As Christians, our sense of justice will be radically different than the world's. Remember, I shared this story once before. You remember back in the early 2000s, I think it was, about in Pennsylvania, there was that milk truck hauler driver that every day went and picked up milk over in Amish country. And picked it up, and one day, because of something that happened, and I cannot remember all the details, I think it was Linda Everett was giving me the details before, and Linda, I can't remember all of them anyways, again, but he took a gun on purpose and went in and shot up an Amish school and killed a bunch of kids in that school. Now, I see some heads shaking there, because there's some... You, as I mentioned that, you're probably having some thoughts of anger and frustration and what was going on. And what was the response of the Amish community? We forgive them. It didn't say anything about whether they liked the person or loved the person, but we forgive that person. But you know what? They went on to do things for that guy that they knew every day, all their lives that they knew. And they reached out in a different way. That's what we're talking about here. That's the kind of covenant behavior that we're talking about as followers of Jesus Christ. And so I want to build on that and talk then about justice as instinct. Instinct. Now, there's no doubt that when we hear things like that, our first instinct is to maybe get angry or to get mad, which is fairly common. But the question is, what are we going to do with that? Are we going to stew in that? Are we going to try to take things into our own hands? I don't know about you, but every time I've tried in situations not as bad as that, but in just various situations with my own personal life, and tried to take things into my own hands and say, well, I'm going to show so-and-so, you know, the way it is, and blah, 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 and I'm going to tell them the way it is and give them my what for. It's always made things worse. Now, I can see your faces. I know. I wish I could respond in the right way every time, but guess what I usually still do? I still get angry. I still get frustrated. I still get mad. I still get hurt. I still get offended. And yet Jesus calls us to take a high road. He calls us to walk and be peacemakers. He calls us to love and bless those who try to hurt us. So those walking in God's goodness will have a desire to do the right thing. The right thing refers to what is just and fair. It's our covenant responsibility with God and others. And if we're going to grow in that and live in that and walk in it, then we want to be able to learn to do the right thing, even when it is most difficult. And I know there's a lot of fingers pointing back at me because I know how hard that is and how difficult it is. We might say it like this. Those walking in God's goodness will speak out against injustice. Now, there's no doubt that what that gentleman did in that Amish school building was an injustice. And we know that that was wrong. And people spoke out about it. But that community, that Amish community, they extended forgiveness. And there are times when we have to speak out. When we see somebody hurting, consistently hurting or damaging somebody, or talking bad about somebody, or trying to ruin their reputation. That's why Paul spoke to Peter in our Galatians 2 reading. He said, we're talking the Apostle Paul, talking to the Apostle Peter. And Paul said, I had to confront. Can you imagine how hard that was? Paul didn't know Jesus personally. But Peter did. He was his disciple. He was part of the 12. Can you imagine how difficult that was? But when he saw Peter being two-faced and treated Jewish Christians different than Gentile Christians, Paul said, I had to say, listen, you can't keep doing that. That's not right. That's not right. And then James. What about James we read there? I use those two passages because they're examples in Scripture. James says that when I heard that in the Christian community, in these areas, that the Christian communities were treating the well-to-do more kindly and welcoming than the not-so-well-to-do, he said I had to speak out against that injustice too. And he did. And then these two leaders spoke out what they saw. Now, if you're a little bit like me at times, because you know what? I'm a people pleaser. I don't like to deal with conflict. I don't like to stir up trouble. Sometimes it's easier to stick our heads in the sand rather than to speak up for somebody that we see being hurt or speak out against some injustice that we see. It's not affecting me. Maybe it's affecting millions elsewhere, but not me. But if we don't, then eventually that injustice may spread and come back to me. So I want to close with this story. The story is told about Martin Niemöller, a pastor and associate of Dietrich Bonhoeffer in Hitler's Germany. Drawn to pastoring after World War I, he became an ardent German nationalist and was bitter about the way the rest of the world treated Germany after World War I. As a pastor then, he supported the National Socialists, even though he never joined the Nazi Party. But twice, he voted for Hitler. When the crackdown began, he did not defend the Jews initially. But when Hitler crossed the line and started to force the churches to comply with what Hitler's agenda was, he could no longer stand. And so he began to speak out. He was arrested by the Nazis in 1937 for opposing Hitler's imposition on the church. After, listen to this, after an 8-month trial and a 7-month sentence, Hitler personally had him sent to a concentration camp after he paid his debt, and later to another one where he remained until 1945 when he was liberated by the Allies. After the war, he confessed that the German pastors had not spoken out against Hitler enough and clear enough so that Niemöller, you may not have heard of him and know anything about him, but he was well known for a few verses that he wrote down and spoke often that reflect his dawning self-awareness. Here's his words. When the Nazis came for the communists, I did not speak out. I was not a communist. When they came for the trade unionists, I did not speak out. I was not a trade unionist. When they came for the Jews, I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. When they came for me, there was no one left to speak out for me. Niemöller reminds us that justice is for all. If we see an injustice and do not speak out against it, we are not doing the right thing, because we are called to do the right thing. And if we don't, it could come back to haunt us. Growing and walking in the goodness of God means there's going to be times that we have to stand for the right thing. And I pray that God helps us to do that so we can enjoy the best in life that God has for us. Amen. Amen. Well, let's stand and take just a couple moments to greet one another. You can say hi to one another, however you want to do that. And then we'll close out with our little chorus. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. This morning, we're going to sing it through twice. We are thankful today for what the Lord has done for us. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for thy great salvation, so rich and free. Well, let's join together there for our benediction. May the Holy One, our rock, bless us as we depart. May the God of peace and joy, who is continually making all things new, embrace us and keep us now and always. Amen. Amen.